Name one item in your closet that you'd rather trade a kidney for than give up.
My Gucci Marmont bag.
Hands down, who's your all-time favorite designer?
Diane von Furstenberg.
Which trend needs to die and never come back?
Mom jeans.
If you could lose yourself shopping in any city, which one would you choose?
New York City.
And what's your favorite brick and mortar store?
Zara.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Tedra.
So on the show today, we are talking to Anna De Leon. She is the author and blogger behind PepperedInStyle.com. Anna's a busy mom of two that started her career in fashion merchandising.
So Anna not only blogs full-time, I might add, but about fashion, but she also touches on all topics like beauty, skincare, and food.
Anna's website is a great resource in helping women get inspired by creating looks, and this is all without breaking the bank. She's really into that.
That's awesome. So Anna believes that her success is really built on creating relationships within her social media community. She actually takes the time to interact with every single one of her followers that reaches out to her, which I think is pretty amazing and a very big time commitment.
That's a big time commitment for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
For years, we've all been following some of the most inspiring bloggers and social media influencers online. Simply put, we get inspired. The next best thing to following our favorite influencers is hearing their stories straight from them. So listen in as we get to know Anna.
Okay. Hello, Anna. I was laughing at your What Trend Needs to Die and Never Come Back, your mom jeans, because I currently have a daughter who is obsessed with the mom jeans and I, like you, don't get it.
You know, some people can pull it off at times, and I've seen it look okay and look presentable, but I just, for the most part, no, I don't get it either.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay, so I want to start with, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you live now, anything?
I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, or just outside of Charlotte. I am from Dominican Republic. I was born and raised there.
Wow.
Yeah. I was there up until I graduated high school. And then I lived in Quito, Ecuador for a year, for my first year of college. And then I moved to Miami and just been here in the U.S. for about 20 years.
So how old were you when you moved to Miami?
I was 20 or 19, actually.
Wow. Okay. So how was that growing up in Dominican Republic?
It was great. I actually really, really loved it. And I didn't really have plans on leaving. I don't know. I just had so many good friends that I still talk to all of them. And it was just great. It was fun.
And so then you moved to Ecuador for school. Is that what you said?
My dad actually got transferred with his job. And he just didn't want to leave me by myself for a whole year. Or actually, they were gone for 2 years. And he just said, no, you're not staying here. So are you coming with us? And I was like, okay. And then after that first year of college there, I wanted to pursue fashion and I enrolled in fashion merchandising in Miami. From there, I was given the blessing to go by myself and live in Miami by myself.
Nice. So how was that 20 years old being from Dominican Republic, moving to Miami? That's a fairly young age, but pretty big city. How was that?
Yeah, it was great. I was fortunate enough to meet some great people. I met my ex-husband there, actually, in college. For me, it was an easy transition. I was ready. I was ready to be on my own and start experiencing life on my own.
Right. So you studied fashion merchandising, and then did you immediately get out of college and find a job in that field? Or how did that, what was your first kind of role in fashion outside of college?
I started in retail. Because I wasn't a U.S. citizen, I had to wait a little while to get a work permit and get my green card and all that stuff. So it took a little while, but I did a lot of internships in Saks Fifth Avenue and for the actual college. I had a mentor that she was able to get me some great internships. And then from there, I had a number of odd jobs and ended up in the visual merchandising department for Belk corporate offices here in Charlotte. I think that was one of my favorite jobs when it came to like working for other people. I really, really liked that job because that was my main focus, was visual merchandising.
So I want to hear how you got all these different jobs turned into what you're doing now, how you turned this into a fashion blog and being on social media.
Yeah, just I was laid off actually from Belk. This was during the 2008 market crash. And I was here. I was remarried already, and I was just a kind of a stay-at-home mom. And I started to design wedding invitations and personalized cards. And so I started that business. I had it for about 2 to 3 years. It was great. I loved it. I'm a self-taught graphic designer, basically. Then I had my second child, and it started to be a little bit more difficult. I was working with brides, too, which wasn't the easiest thing either.
Not always fun.
So I had an infant that would not sleep, would not take naps, and would just crawl all over the place and all over all this beautiful paper that I had laid out, because I did everything by myself. I assembled them all by myself. And it was just, it became not as fun anymore. And it was just too difficult. So I closed that down, and I was still trying to find a creative outlet. And I started following a lot of bloggers, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
So this was in 2008, roughly.
The wedding invitation I started in 2010.
Okay. So you're designing wedding invitations. You have 2 young kids at home. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been watching blogs online, and you decide to start one on your own. What was that like?
It was actually exciting. I wanted to do lifestyle, and I was actually focusing more on food and recipes. Then I started posting outfits and kind of following and getting inspirations from these other fashion bloggers like Denzel and Dior. And I got a much better response from the followers every time I posted an outfit. So I started doing more and more of that. And it just kind of morphed into more of a fashion and lifestyle blog.
Do you have a love for one over the other, or are they both pretty, do they both drive you as equally?
Yes, I think so. Absolutely. Because I do love beauty products. I like to talk about, you know, recipes that I just come up with, or anything lifestyle. I don't focus too much on my kids because one of them just refuses to take pictures.
And how old are your kids now?
One is 12 and the other is 5.
Oh, wow. Okay. So which one doesn't like pictures? The 12-year-old?
Yes, the 12-year-old.
Almost a teenager.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm so interested. You have quite a following on your Instagram. How do you think you got to that? I want to hear kind of what you think is the answer behind how many followers you've gained over the years.
Thank you. It's been 3 years now this month since I started. So it has been kind of like a slow progression, but steady. I just think that I like to be myself, and I like to portray my personality and my captions for the most part. I also make sure that I answer to every comment that I have. And I just engage with other accounts that I love. And if I go through the explore page and I see something I like, and I'll engage in it. And I think they see that I am genuine and that I like sharing what I absolutely love. I'm very transparent about what I share. If I don't like something, I do not share about it. And I do tell the brands, you know, like, I'm sorry, but this didn't work out for me, or this is
not.
That's
amazing. I mean, that is complete transparency, because I don't think a lot of people are like that.
Yeah. And I don't like to bash a company either, or, you know, brands, and say like, no, don't buy this, because, you know, they're working hard too. And just because it didn't work out for me doesn't mean that it doesn't work for someone else. So I'd rather, if it just doesn't fit my style, or if it just doesn't work on me, I'd just rather not post about it. So everything you see is because I really absolutely love it.
I love it. I love that. Okay. So let's talk about the brands you work with. How did that evolve? How did that start?
They started kind of trickling in and contacting me when I reached around 7,000 or 8,000. Once I hit the 10,000 mark, I got more and more. And as I progressed and kept growing, then now I get a lot more. I also am a member at 4Card, and I think that helps too with getting exposure and getting my name out there.
Tell us, what is 4Card?
4Card is a platform that it's for bloggers and brands. And I mean, I can't really explain in detail because I really don't have the knowledge too much of it, For bloggers, you sign up and it basically takes everything, your demographic or your statistics, and puts it all in one page. So it's almost like a media kit. So it's all in real time. So every time you gain a follower, it updates automatically.
Oh my gosh, that's genius.
Exactly. And then you also input in all the work that you've done. You just basically put a link to whatever blog post or whatever Instagram post that you had a collaboration with. That you have to do it manually, but everything else, all the statistics, numbers, demographics, everything is just kind of updates in real time.
Wow, that's fascinating.
So a lot of brands take a look at that, and then you can also request to work with brands through there too.
Okay, so speaking of getting started and how you've evolved, what do you think would be the best piece of advice you wish someone would have offered you at the beginning? Or what do you think you can offer someone who's just starting out?
Just be genuine, be patient, very patient. Numbers is not really everything. It's about the quality of your work, and be true to who you are and stick to what you believe in and what you love. But most importantly, patience.
Isn't that a life lesson for pretty much everything?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to know, how, give us a glimpse into your daily life.
Well,
you wake up, you have two kids.
I have two kids, actually three.
Oh, three, okay.
Yeah, we have a foreign exchange student from Spain this year.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, and he's 15 years old. And so he's the first one to get up in the morning. So I have to make him breakfast, make sure that he gets out the door on time. And then immediately after that, I have to get my little one up, my five-year-old, and get him ready for school, make his lunch, make his breakfast, get him out the door and on the bus, and then my 12-year-old at the next, right after that as well. They're all in three different schools, high school, middle school, and elementary. So that's, those mornings are a little bit hectic. Once they're out the door, then I just dive right in and I start checking emails and responding to emails and getting to work, doing photography, photographing anything that I need to post. By 9 o'clock, I post on Instagram, and then I just—
Every day?
Yep. Pretty much every day. Sometimes on weekends, I take a little break just for my own sanity. I like to disconnect. And then after that, I just make lunch. My husband usually works from home, so we eat lunch together and then get back right into work, because blogging is basically my full-time job. So it is a lot of work.
Wow. So how often are you taking your photos that you're posting every day?
Every day.
So you take photos every day?
Pretty much. Pretty much. For the most part, I take them in advance, because then I have to edit them or, you know, make sure that the lighting is right. Or it depends on the day too, and how much lighting I have in my office. So it just depends. Or sometimes my husband and I will go out and shoot outfits during the day while the kids are in school. So yeah, I mean, every day I pretty much take a picture of something.
So does your husband take most of your photos?
Yes, he does.
That's cute. Does he enjoy it?
Sometimes.
That's cute. Okay, so it sounds like you're doing an amazing job with your social media. You have an amazing blog. What, if this is not it, what would be your dream job?
Oh, you know what? I think just this is it. This is the job that I have enjoyed the most that I've ever had. I've loved past jobs, but this one gives me the most fulfillment. I love it. I love connecting with people. I've loved the friendships that I've made. And it's fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too.
Right. Do you ever have, do you shut it down at a certain time in your day? Like it's 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and you're done for the day? Or is it a job that just keeps going?
Once 6 o'clock hits, I disconnect and I start dinner. That's it. It's family time, husband time, and then sleepy time.
Sounds good. Okay, so you are off duty, if you ever are really. What are you typically wearing?
Jeans and t-shirt, pretty much, and sneakers.
Okay. What would your UPS guy say is your favorite online shop?
Wow. Okay. That's a tough one. Lately, I've been ordering a lot from Amazon.
Oh, me too. You can get everything. I even ordered dinner the
really?
Other night.
From Amazon?
Well, I had my wisdom teeth pulled, and I was looking on my Instagram, and there was a sponsored ad by Amazon Prime saying, you can order dinner from Whole Foods with, and it'll be at your house within 2 hours. And I thought, okay, I'm doing that.
That's right. Yes. Because Amazon bought Whole Foods. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Whole Foods is not that close, so I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's very handy to have.
Yes.
That's for sure. Okay. So Amazon, anything else?
I like Lulu's and Misguided.
What is Lulu's?
Lulu's.com.
Oh, okay. Enlighten me. I don't know Lulu's.
Oh, I don't know. It's just like trendy clothes at a good price.
Okay. L-U-L-U?
L-U-L-U-S.
Okay, cool. Okay. So what do you think is your must-have item this season?
For spring, either a silk scarf or one of those kind of like handkerchief scarf. It's a great accessory to add to any outfit. You can tie it around your neck, tie it around your purse. You can even tie it around as a belt. And also a nice light blazer. I love blazers.
Oh, me too.
It always adds something to an outfit. It's just that extra layer.
I totally agree. Okay, so you said off-duty you're wearing jeans. What pair of jeans will you be buried in?
These are Hollister. They're more like jeggings.
Oh, yeah. They have a little stretch in them.
Yeah, exactly. And they're so comfortable and just like just flattering overall. And I always put them on and I don't have to worry about anything hanging from the back when I sit down.
Okay, who would you say is your number one fashion inspiration?
I think JC Dupree from Damsel in Dior.
Oh, she is awesome. I just started following her, actually.
She was actually one of the very first bloggers that I started following.
So she's been around for a while. I didn't realize that.
Okay, so what is one or two great tips that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would say always put your personal touch to any outfit. If you get inspiration from other people, make sure that you just put your own kind of little twist to it. That's one. Another one would be, like I said, add a silk scarf or a handkerchief to any outfit. You can wear it in different ways. And also change up an outfit by just switching your shoes and just wearing sneakers, even if it's a dress or skirt or anything. Sneakers can also be very, very versatile.
What is something that people would be surprised to know about you?
I'm actually not super, super girly. I like girly stuff, but I also, whenever I wear something really girly, I like to balance it out with something more edgy.
You've unplugged. How do you like to decompress?
Binge watching a show.
Let me just skip right down there then too. So tell me what your latest Netflix or another show addiction, what are you watching these days?
My husband and I just finished watching Gomorrah. It's actually an Italian show. It's really, really good. And then Friends. I decompress at the end of the night, right before I go to sleep. I watch Friends every single night, especially if I've been watching something that's kind of intense. That kind of gives me, puts a little smile on my face before I go to sleep.
Who are three people you love to follow on Instagram?
JC Dupree from Dancing in the Or. Nagin Mirsalehi. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, but I've been following her a while. And Chiara Ferragni.
So excluding social media apps, do you have a favorite app?
I do. I use Unum, U-N-U-M. It's a great tool to plan my grid for Instagram.
Name a book you currently cannot put down.
I can't pick one up because I don't have time to read.
That's true. Something's got to give sometimes, and sometimes it's reading.
Exactly.
Okay, well, describe your perfect day.
Sleeping in at least till 8 a.m. I know that's not very late, but it is for me. I like to get up early. I like having lunch outdoors and then spend some time with my kids, take them to movies. We play board games, so I really love that. And at the end of the night, just watch TV with my husband. That's my perfect day.
What's your beverage of choice in the morning and then also at night?
Coffee and wine.
What city has you shedding a tear when you leave?
Paris.
It's beautiful, huh?
Yes, it's gorgeous. I've been twice and every time I'm like, I want to come back already.
Do you have any favorite beauty products that you find in your, we could find in your bag at all times?
My Sephora gel lip gloss in Perfect Nude.
Who would you love to have coffee with?
I would say Jennifer Lawrence. She sounds like she's just like hilarious and fun to be around.
Do you live by a motto?
I do. Everything happens for a reason.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I would say Josh Duhamel.
What song do you currently have on repeat?
La Fortuna by Diana Fuentes and Tommy Torres.
What meal would you choose as your last meal?
Tacos.
Who is your girl crush?
Jennifer Lawrence.
And what's the best gift you've ever received?
I think my laptop. It's been the gift that keeps on giving. I use it every day.
What's the best gift you've ever given?
I gave my husband a surprise trip to Chicago for his birthday 1 year.
What's the last thing you Googled?
Kobe beef. That was last night.
And just one last question. What's the greatest piece of advice you've been given?
My dad told me once to enjoy life now and travel now while I can.
I love that. It's good advice. Okay, well, before we say goodbye, can you just tell everyone, where do we find you online and also your social media?
Sure. My blog is pepperedinstyle.com. And I am all across social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Snapchat, all under Peppered in Style.
Okay, so it was really nice to have you on the show today. And we just really appreciate your time and all the knowledge and information you shared with us and getting to know you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Anna. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
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 So, Tedra, I thought Anna was a great guest. I loved getting to know her. And now I think some of our guests might like to know a little bit about us, don't you think?
We're not sure, but we're going for it.
Okay. So, Tedra, what is your, this is kind of funny because I know the answer, but what is your off-duty outfit?
Okay. This is hard because...
It's not hard. Come on.
It's hard because... Off duty, on duty.
What's the difference? Same thing for you?
Basically,
that's
you'll
true.
Find me.
It is very hard for you.
It's basically you're going to find me in all black all the time. So a black tunic usually is what I'm wearing, and then like some black jeans or something. If it's extra casual, maybe some black joggers or some sort of casual pant. But yeah.
Okay, I don't think I ever told you, but when Emmy was like maybe two or three, she asked me, why does Tata Teddy always wear black?
Well, actually, I have a new neighbor in my building. And I mean, I've only seen her like three or four times. And she just said, like, she stopped me in the hall and she goes, hey, I noticed you only ever wear black. And I was like, okay.
Oh, that's Tedder, you got to mix it up.
I try. I might put a white shirt on. I have a few things in my closet, but it is mostly all black. But then I'll put on like a white shirt or something with color, even gray. And
it's your whole day thrown off.
I end up pulling it off before I leave the house. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's a good goal for you for 2018.
Yeah. Okay. So Julie, what are you normally doing at 9 a.m. on any given day?
I'm sleeping typically.
No, you're not.
I wish that's in dreamland. So 9 a.m., I am hopefully at my favorite yoga class. I used to be really good and I'm trying to get back into it, but my favorite class is at 9 a.m. yoga. If I'm not doing that, I am hopefully either out for a quick run or maybe sitting at my computer and trying to get some work done.
Yeah.
So I didn't really answer that. I could be doing a whole host of things actually by 9 a.m.
And everything that you said though is very productive and good ways to get your day going. So, and this is after you've got your three kids up and off to school, I presume.
True. Yeah, those three kids.
They take up some time.
They sure do. So we want to thank you for listening today. And if you like the show, we would love for you to head over to iTunes and give us a positive review. You can find us at wegettoknow.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, and on social media at wegettoknow. Head over to Instagram. We'd love to hear from you and get your opinions on guests and show ideas. Our music is provided by the talented Blake Atwell of Studio 1916 here in Austin. Until next time, take care as we continue to get to know all of our favorite influencers and bloggers.